Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A leader is central to any organization. At the school level, that central leader is the principal. But a new survey out this week shows 40% of principals are thinking about leaving their jobs within the next 3 years. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, principal retention was a concern even prior to the pandemic.
All right, everybody. So your teacher went home. She wasn't feeling well, so I'm going to be your sub for most of the afternoon. Yay!
That was Framingham principal Larry Walpe from back in January, jumping into a classroom at the last minute when a teacher got COVID. Juggling jobs is part of what principals do. They're everything from decision maker, rule enforcer, instructional coach, and even parent liaison. For Ashley Davis, that wide-ranging impact was a big part of what drew her to the job after spending 4 years as a teacher at a Boston charter school.
The role that a principal and a leader plays in a community, both including the school and beyond it, is unmatched.
Davis finally got the chance to become a principal in 2019 at the P.A. Shaw Elementary School in Mattapan, a school that is 85% low income with a high concentration of Black and Hispanic students.
I would say that that was one of the most fulfilling, but also most taxing jobs I've ever had.
Davis often found herself lost in bureaucracy and constantly fighting to get facilities improvements to her building.
The number of things that I had to navigate and juggle in order to get to the impact that I wanted to see for students and families was insane.
She eventually reached a point of burnout and stepped down after 3 years. Experiences like Davis's are all too common, and new data shows that it's not getting that much better, especially amid the pandemic. According to the National Association of Secondary School Principals, the average principal tenure in 2017 was just 4 years. And Tuesday's report from the same group shows nearly 40% of principals may leave within the next 3 years. So why does this matter? Well, research shows high principal turnover causes a trickle-down effect that can lead to high teacher turnover, which ultimately impedes student progress. The issue is particularly acute in Massachusetts because of the lack of diverse leadership. Only 12% of school principals are people of color, even though 40% of students identify that way. But Aria Coburn, the principal at the Springfield Renaissance School, says school systems need to do more than just prioritize diversity.
Great, you've hired them, now what? And I don't think that that now what is what people are thinking about.
Coburn is now in her 8th year as principal, and she says that while she did get leadership training, they didn't talk about how leading as a Black principal might differ from leading as a white principal.
When you become a principal, race, especially when you're a leader of color, is right there. So there was no preparation for that. There was no preparation for the difficult conversations with families who had never talked about race, had never, experienced a Black leader and had a lot of questions.
And that lack of support is partly why fewer people want to do this job. Take Kathleen Profet, a dean of instruction at a Hyde Park charter school. She's been approached several times about principal jobs.
And I've said no multiple times because that's what concerned me the most. Where's the support to do this work?
That sentiment weighs heavily on people like Lauren Bassey. She's the director of leadership and school design at the education nonprofit Spring Point.
This cycle of preparation, retention, turnover is so costly, not just achievement, but on community and stability and experience. There's a devastating amount of talent loss and wisdom.
That's why Spring Point and the Barr Foundation launched a new fellowship this summer called Transformative Leaders of Massachusetts. The goal of the 2-year program is to provide leadership training and to connect possible future principals with a network of other people who can support them down the road. It also pays a $20,000 stipend over 2 years and seeks to increase the diversity of the principal pipeline.
This is the big thing that we think is going to be critical to experience, is crafting a sense of belonging and a sort of kitchen cabinet of folks that you have to call with a variety of expertise and perspective.
And Profet, the Hyde Park administrator and also a Black woman, is a participant. She says the program is starting to shift her perspective. This type of preemptive professional development is part of a growing movement, at least according to Ron Nozoy, the CEO of the National Association of Secondary School Principals. He's encouraged to see a lot more targeted help from nonprofits, universities, and even state officials.
This problem is so big, it's not going to be solved by any one thing, right? Because you think you got working conditions of the principalship, you've got compensation and pay, respect from society.
He thinks long-lasting solutions have to focus more on filling entry-level positions in education, because that's really where this pipeline starts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.